Bless His holy name. If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, we'll begin reading at verse 5 and read a few verses here and then try to go as the Lord leads us. Bible says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure, now listen to this, of His will, to the praise of His of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinating according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Amen. I want to continue tonight with our little mini-series we started last week on what do you expect? What do you expect? Last week we looked at what do you expect from the devil. I want to preach tonight just a little bit on what do you expect from the Lord? What do you expect from the Lord? I don't know about you, but I've got great expectations from my Lord. Amen. I've got faith. I've got hope tonight. My hope is settled, praise God, in my faith. Amen. I've got an expectation of a time and a place, praise God, that's out of this world. I mean, I'm talking about literally tonight. In just a little while, praise God, to go to be with Him where He is, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And what a blessing that is. And as we look at the text tonight and we see God moving in it in so many magnificent ways, speaking in here, even in verse 5, by having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. He said God's brought us into that family. And I mean, He thought about it. He anticipated all the way from the very beginning. That's what that means. I mean, God was looking forward, praise God, to us being children. It means that He looked forward to me and you falling on our face, calling upon Him, desiring Him, praise God, and being brought back into the family of God. Amen. Brought back into that uniformity, praise God, of the children of God with a holy and a righteous God, even the days that we live. Amen. And knowing that He can give us the strength and the power to do all that. Amen. So we see Paul, as he said, for according to His good pleasure of His own, of His will. See, it's God's will, praise God. I was talking to him down there in the prayer room talking about folks getting saved. I said, we just need to pray believing, because the Bible says if we ask anything according to His will, praise God, we know that we have, amen, that's past tense, the petitions that we ask. So if we pray believing, praise God, for some old sinner, praise God, to get saved, we know that he can go, pray, if we believe, Brother David, that he's going to be saved, because that's God's will. Amen. Amen. I believe a lot of times things don't happen because we don't really believe that God can. Amen? But I want to tell you, God can. Can God? God can, amen. Ain't nothing God can't do. Ain't nothing impossible with God. Amen. We look around today and we think, well, you know, there's a lot of things that God ain't done. Yeah, because God chooses not to do that. But there ain't nothing that He can't do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nothing's too hard for God. He said, to the praise of His glory, of His grace. It takes grace to move, amen. Without grace, for by grace through faith are you saved. Amen. Took God's grace, praise God, coming down to me and you, amen, so we could believe in faith and be saved. And we're saved, He said, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Forgiveness. See, this all plays out. It's like we was talking about on Sunday past there, about when we was preaching on the roads and preaching what God has already done for us. What can we expect Him to do? Great and mighty things. Amen. We've already seen, we already know God come to save. Amen. God came to redeem. Amen. God came to restore. So if we know that God came, and we preached on Sunday morning, that God came to save us, to redeem us, praise God, to buy us back, to purchase us, praise God, and to restore us, amen, into a relationship with the Heavenly Father, praise God, we can know that we can expect that from God. Amen. That's all right. Praise the Lord. I expect that from the Lord. Amen. I expect Him to save me. I expect Him, to redeem me. Praise God. He's already paid the price. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I just get in and be part of it. Be partaker with Him, praise God, in the salvation of my soul. It belongs to Him. So we see that what we expect from God and expect from the Lord, amen, is a mighty working in our life, in His last day, in our lives. Amen. Saving our souls, redeeming us, praise God, paying the price for us. Amen. Restoring us to that we need to be. Amen. But something else he does, he seals us, praise God, the Bible says, unto the day of redemption. Amen. Not only does he save us, praise God, redeem us by the blood, but glory be to God, he seals us, glory to God, for his own good pleasure. Amen. Seals us up, praise God. Hedges us about, amen, in the mighty work of God so that we can be that he'd have us to be. Amen. Look at Ephesians. Look here at Ephesians in your text. He said, for in whom ye also trusted, after that, verse 13, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, amen, in whom also after that ye believed. How many believe in Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. He said, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. So we see here, God says, you know what? Said, right here's what took place. He said, not only did I save you and redeem your story, but he said, I've sealed you, praise God. He said, I've encircled you about. He said, I put a seal on you, praise God. I've proclaimed you as being mine. Amen. Amen. Which is the earnest of our inheritance. Amen. That guarantee, that warranty that God puts on us. Amen. You realize when God saved you, he seals you, praise God. He puts a warranty on you. Amen. Heaven says, you know what? That's mine, but it looks like it's going through an officer. I don't know if it's going to be fit for heaven or not, but God says, you know what? He said, I sealed that thing up, praise God, and it's I'm warrantying that thing, and when you get it, praise God, you're going to be pleased with what you get. Amen. Heaven's going to be excited, praise God, when we get home. Amen. Praise God. How can you say, well, preacher, look at my life now. Yeah, look at it now, but look what God's going to do. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because I have high expectations in the Lord. Amen. I'm expecting, praise God. What do you expect from the Lord? Amen. You know what's wrong with it? We don't expect much from the Lord. Sometimes, you know, in this world, you get what you expect. You know, I worked men for a long time. I had men working under me. And I come to find out you got out of them just what you expected of them. If you didn't expect nothing of them, and you just let them kind of go along, come in, clock in, go about their own business, you didn't get much out of them. You spent about half your time trying to find them, where they're hiding. Amen? But praise God, if you come in, you expected something out of them. Amen? When I trained them, most of the time I trained them myself, I come alongside them, I showed them what they need to do. I instructed them, I showed them the right way. I had some fellas come in there and they would say, well, I believe I'd do it this way, it'd be a better way. I said, well, this is the way we've been doing it here. This is the way we've trained it. This is the way I'm showing you to do it. This is the way I want you to do it. Amen. And you do it this way. I said, once you get here, you get settled in, you find out, you know, if you come up with a better way, you come to me and we'll discuss it. Amen. But right now we don't have time for that. You just do it. This is the way we do it. A lot of times I think we try to do that with God. We try to say, he said, according to his will. But we say, Lord, you know what? Hold on just a second. I believe I've got a better way. Amen. Lord, I think if we just, we can deviate from the path just a little bit, deviate from the way you want to do things, and I believe it'll be all right. Amen. It'll never work that way. Amen. But when we come, Bible says, according to his will. Amen. We focus on what he wants to do. Praise God. He seals us up. Amen. And he says, you know what? This is mine. I'm going to bring it along. Praise God. And when I present it, it'll be all right. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he says he comes along. What do we expect? But we expect him to seal us up. Amen. We expect him to make us ready, praise God, for a presentation day. Amen. I'm looking for God to make... Hey, I don't know about you, I've come a long ways. Amen. I'm not that old boy I used to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's something took place down in my soul, praise God, and I ain't been able to get away from. Amen. And every day, Brother Kevin, there's something inside me that's a molding me and making me, praise God, and pushing me towards my Savior. Amen. Remember I told you Ecclesiastes over there? He talks about that tree that's a leaning. And however it's leaning, that's the way it'll fall. But I won't say, praise God, God saved me and He sealed me up, glory to God, and He started pushing this old tree, praise God, towards Jesus. Amen. Every day of my life, praise God, He just pushes me a little more towards Jesus. And I try to rebel, and He'll just push me a little bit. Amen. Towards the right way. Towards the Jesus. And that's what He does. When He seals us up, praise God, He starts taking that tree and He starts leaning up towards Jesus. Praise God, I'd like to be like an old tree, glory be God, that's hanging on by the roots, amen, and my branches is a scrubbing the ground towards Jesus. Amen, glory be God. I'd like to be found leaning toward Jesus, glory to God, when He comes. I believe when that trumpet shout comes, praise God, every child of God ought to be leaning towards Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. How can you do it? Because He seals you. He said, which is the earnest your inheritance unto the redemption of purchased possession, under the praise of His glory. Amen. Said He seals us up. He gives us a warranty, praise God, that when it comes to redeem that He's purchased. When it comes redemption day, praise God. He said He's just going to be able to reach down there and we're already leaning that way. He can just put His hand on us and just take us on up out of here. Amen. I'm going to make it easy on the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Could you imagine if all God's little children just line up with the book? Huh? That's all God's asking. He said, you just line up with the book. He said, keep my commandments. Amen. He said, if all God's little children, praise God, would quit rebelling, quit running after the flesh and fleshly things, amen, and just line up with the book. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's a hard thing to do. Not if you're sealed. Amen. Realizing, praise God, that you belong to God. And God's His head about you. He's there to protect you. He's there to help you, praise God. Amen. So He's sealed. It's not what I want to do no more, but it's what Christ in me wants to do. Amen. To will His will. Amen. Of His will, good pleasure of His will. I mean, a lot of times we forget God's will and we just go with our will. But I want to say our will ain't always the will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see that we're sealed up. Amen. Cortex, we're sealed up in the Lord. And when we get sealed up, we begin to fall under the counsel of a holy God. Amen. Verse 11, he says that we're working all things after the counsel of His own will. So Bible says here, we see here that God sealed us up. Amen. And He counsels us. He begins to give us a godly, not a worldly counsel. Amen. I think there's too much worldly counsel going on now. Amen. Go to his marriage counselor. They say, well, you know, you seem like you're having irreconcilable differences. You just need just to split up and go your own way. You don't need to try to work it out. You don't need to pray about it. I mean, that's straight out of hell. But he says, you know what? We can fix this thing, praise God, according to the Word and the will of God. Amen. If we want to. But I want to say, praise God, when we start looking at the counsel of God, according to His will, praise God, it makes sense. Because we know that His counsel stands forever. Amen? The counsel of God stands forever. Look over to Psalms chapter 33. Or the 33rd Psalm. Psalms 33 verse 10. The Bible says, the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Amen. So the counsel of this world, it ain't worth a flip. Amen. It won't do you no good. Amen. But that's what he says in verse 11. He said, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of His heart are to all generations. I like that. When I got thinking about that, I thought, when we look at godly counsel, man, realize God sealed us, praise God, and then we fall in under His counsel, He begins to point us and show us the way that we need to go. The worldly counsel is the heathen counsel, amen, ain't going to do us no good. Amen. But he said the godly counsel, praise God, standeth forever, and the thoughts of His heart are to all generations. He said, praise God, God's got you on His mind, praise God, when He counsels you through His Word. He does it to speak to your heart. Amen. He doesn't do it to discourage. He does it to encourage. Amen. To help us, to point us in the direction that we need to go and help us to walk therein. That's what He does. That's who God is. Amen. To counsel us, and His counsel don't change. It stands forever. Amen. Praise God. He guides us by His counsel. Flip over to Psalm 73. Psalm 73 says that we're guided by His counsel. Psalm 73, verse 23. He says, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. I like that. Amen. Psalm 73, 23. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Amen. He said, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like this part. And afterward, receive me to glory. Amen. God says, you know what? He said, Lord, I realize you're continually here. Lord, you're holding my hand. Amen. Because if you wasn't holding my hand, I might let go. Amen. If we've got to try to hold on to God and hold on for dear life and praise God, he might slip out of our fingers. But the Bible don't say we're holding on to Him. Glory be to God. The Bible says that He's a holding on to us. Amen. That He's got us, praise God. He's holding on. We're in His hand, praise God. And it's a strong hand. It's a sure hand, praise God. Amen. He's got us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. See, He's got a hold of us. Amen. And He's a hanging on to us. Amen. He's guiding us by His counsel. He's giving us direction the way that we need to go. Hey, but you know what? We're so hard-headed, we don't want to listen. Amen. I'm just being honest. We're so hard-headed, we won't listen to God. And we get our lives all messed up. And then, but you know what we do then? First thing we won't do is blame God. So God, why is my life so messed up? Amen. God said, well, I tried to tell you how to get out of that mess, and you wouldn't listen. Amen. He said, I was holding your hand. I praise God, I was shaking you about. I was trying to get your attention, but you wouldn't listen. Amen. What? You said, you know what you did? I had you, praise God, you're down there at an old-fashioned Bible-believing church, and old man of God got up there and he told you what I had him to tell you, and you wouldn't listen, praise God. You know what you did? You wouldn't only not listen, you ran away from him. Amen. Ran away from the very counsel that could have helped you, instruct you, praise God. But you turned your back on him. You said, well, I'm not going to be guided by that. I'm going to do this my way. You know, the old my way or the highway? Well, guess where you're at? You end up long ways down the road with no way to get back. Amen? Discouraged and upset and wondering where in the world you went wrong. Well, you went wrong, praise God, when you quit listening to God. Amen? His counsel, praise God, it stands forever. It guides us, praise God, if we'll just listen. Amen? And it's a counsel, praise God, it don't drop off on us. It don't quit on us. Amen? Look at Hebrews chapter 6. I told you I'm going to give you a lot of Scripture now, but I won't back up everything I'm saying. Hebrews chapter 6. Let's go plumb back up to verse 17. He's talking about that counsel that God has that don't change. Amen. It's immutable, if you will. He says, wherein God, Hebrews chapter 6, 17, wherein God, now that right there tells you, praise God, something good's going to happen. Amen. He said, wherein God, willing more abundantly to shew unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His what? Counsel. I mean, that's godly advice according to His will. That's what God's counsel is. Amen? You don't get no better than that. Amen? Phil Donahue and these others ain't got nothing on God. I mean, that may not be good English, praise God, but they ain't got nothing on God. Amen? Praise the Lord. The promise of His counsel confirmed it by an oath. Amen. In other words, He hedged it about, fenced it in, praise God. He said, if you'll just listen to me, praise God, this is true. He said, it's counsel from God. And He said, you can take it to the bank. Amen. You can get credit for that, praise God. Praise the Lord. He said that by two immutable things in which it was, listen to this, impossible for God to lie. We might have a strong consolation. Amen. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Amen. He said, God's made us a promise, praise God, and if we just at home, that's faith, anticipating, looking forward to, praise God. He said, that hope that we have, amen, and it's in the Lord, praise God, just trusting in Him that God said it, and praise God, I believe it. Amen. And whether I believe it or not, God still said it, so it's still absolutely true, and it don't change. We're living in a day and a time people's trying to say, well, you know what? I believe God changed His mind. That's the way it used to be, preacher, but. I said, but what? Goats butt, sheep follow. Amen. But what? Well, but, you know, it's just not like that no more. I said, show me in the book, praise God, where God changed His mind. Well, you know what? They can take some of these new modern versions and show you that apparently God changed His mind. Amen? But I want to say, praise God, according to my Bible, O King James, God's never changed His mind. Amen. Never changed mind. Praise God, He's always been immutable. If He said it in Acts, praise God, or in Genesis, praise God, He still means it today. He ain't changed His mind. Amen. Still means it today, this evening, glory to God. He said, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, and which entereth into that within the veil. Amen. That's going into the Holy of Holies. Amen. Where we can go in boldly now. Middle wall partition's been taken down. Amen. So if we're right with God, hello? Amen. If we prayed and confessed our sin, asked God to forgive us all our wickedness. Amen. He said, praise God, we can march in boldly into the throne of grace to receive strength, power, praise God, in a time of trouble. Amen. Well, what does that tell us? We need to get close to God. We need to expect more from the Lord so that He can help us, praise God, the way that He wants to. He said, wherewith the forerunner. Amen. A forerunner, that's one that goes in advance. Amen. Is for us entered, even Jesus, who made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. Praise God. He said, you know what? He said that it's the good counsel of God, praise God, and it don't change, glory to God. And God says He's made us a way for us to get in, get hope and help, and praise God, in this day and hour that we live. And He said it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, that good counsel of God that never changes. That counsel is immutable. It stays the same. Amen. God tells you something. So the Bible tells you something, praise God, when you first get in that's wrong. Praise God, 50 years from now, when you're as old as I am, He said, praise God, it'll still be wrong. If He tells you something's right, something that you ought to do, praise God, it'll still be good to do it 50 years from now. Amen. Praise the Lord, because God don't change. I'm glad he don't. It ain't like this world that we live in, praise God. Every day you got to put on your Facebook and everything, see what people's doing today. How do I need to act today? Let me see. Oh, such and such. Well, she's a doing this and he's a doing that, so I guess that's all right. Amen. Well, yeah, you ought to just, instead of turning on the Facebook, you ought to turn on Jesus. Amen. Get you a chance. Amen. You want to get a little Facebook time? Praise God, right here it is. A little face in the book, praise God, it'll do you good. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. That Facebook time that you need, praise God, we're missing out on. Amen. If we spend as much time with our face in this book as we do with our face on Facebook, praise God, we'd be a whole lot closer to God. Amen. We'd be getting lined up, glory be God. Our life would begin to be a light unto the Lord. And old sinners that's on that Facebook thing out there, they'd begin to say, you know what? I don't see them on there so much no more. And every time they get on there, it's something about Jesus. Amen. I'm praying for you. Amen. Something encouraging, something uplifting. Amen. Amen. Oh me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that's what Facebook time will do for you. When you get your face in the book. Amen. Boy, I tell you, God's been just blessing me here lately. Amen. I'm glad He don't change. Bless His holy name. So we see a God that seals us tonight. We see a God that offers us counsel tonight because He saved us, He redeemed us, and He's restoring us, praise God. And because of those works He's doing in our life, praise God, we see a relationship with Him. So not only do we see a sealing God and a counseling God, but we see a comforting God. Amen. A God of all comfort, the Bible says. That's who He is. All the comfort that we'll ever need. And we see this in the life. Remember old Saul of Tarsus? Remember old chapter 9 of the book of Acts? Old Saul, he was persecuting the church and beating them down and gathering them up, praise God, taking them in and accusing them of all kinds of things. Amen. To their hurt. Thought he was doing a good work. But over in Acts chapter 9, the Bible tells us that old Saul of Tarsus had a change of attitude. Amen. And the Bible says in starting at verse 26 that old Saul was come to Jerusalem and say to join himself to the disciples. And the old disciples, you know the story, the disciples said, whoa, wait a minute. Not old Saul of Tarsus. We know he's like old Ananias. I said, we know who he is. We don't want nothing to do with that dude. He's bad news. But old Barnabas says, no, wait a minute. Let me tell you what happened to him. Amen. He is over there on the road to Damascus, had letters in his hand to the persecuting of the people, praise God. And they said there's a light shined on him. Praise God, it wasn't a light, it was the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And said, something got a hold of old Saul. Yeah. Amen. 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 He said, now I want to introduce you to you, Saul of Tarsus. I mean, old Paul of Tarsus, amen. Not Saul. He's a changed man, amen. Glory be to God. And the Bible says in verse 30, said, which when the brother knew, they brought him down to Caesarea, and they disputed against Grecian, and they went about to slay him. And they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. And now look, verse 30, 31. Acts 9 and 31, he said, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, was multiplied. Amen. Praise God. What happened here as this old Saul of Tarsus was persecuted, but praise God, God Almighty come along. Amen. And he began to touch hearts. And he began to comfort through the Holy Ghost of God. I want to say I'm glad tonight there's a Holy Ghost that'll come along and comfort your heart in the darkest of your time. Praise God. There's a Holy Ghost of God. He's real. He's present. Praise God. And he's the person that lives within you. Glory be to God to comfort you in a time of trouble. Amen. That comforter comes along. How many times you had your life dark, praise God, seemed like it's just things is falling in on you all of a sudden. It's just like it's a ray of sunshine. Amen. Glory be to God. And it was coming through a magnifying glass. Praise the Lord. Started as a little bit of thing, all of a sudden, it was real. Amen. The problems may have still been there, but praise God, God was too. Amen. Praise God. The comforter, the Holy Ghost of God, showed up to help our heart. To do it. How did he do that? Because of who he is. Amen. And he comes to our heart through the scriptures. That's how we know him today. That's how we get comfort. From the comfort is from the Word of God. In Romans chapter 15, the Bible talks about that comfort we have and where it comes from. Amen. It don't come from this world. The world could care less. But it comes from God. In Romans 15 verse 4, he said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Where does our comfort come from? It comes from the Word of God. Amen. It comes from the Scriptures. Glory be to God. The Holy Ghost of God speaks to our heart through the Word of God, and He comforts us. You see how important it is, praise God, if we expect more from God and we expect more from His Word, praise God, the Comforter, amen, which is the Holy Ghost, speak to us through the Scriptures. Amen. But so many times we forget, we neglect the Scriptures. And we neglect, praise God, God's got something for every need. Amen. As long as we don't neglect the Scriptures. But God's got what we need in the Scriptures. Amen. That comfort, praise God, from the Comforter comes through the Scriptures. It don't come from any, it don't come from worldly things. It don't come from worldly desires and chasing after things that we see. It comes from what we read, praise God, and what we can apply to our heart through the Scriptures, through the Holy Ghost of God. He makes the difference. Amen. But he said it's written for our learning and for that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Do you see how this thing just stacks up? Amen. You see that we're sealed and the counsel of God comes along. He counsels us. That's where we go to. That's the Scriptures. That's where we get our counsel from. Amen. Amen. We get our counsel from the Scriptures. The Scripture speaks through us. Praise God, through the Holy Ghost of God, through the Word. And then we can just shout her out, praise God, all the way to the house. Amen. That's what we do, praise God, because the Comforter has moved in, praise God. The Comforter has come to where we are. You remember old King David over there in the 23rd Psalm? Remember when the psalmist was writing the 23rd Psalm? He says over there in Psalm chapter 23, verse 4, he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Now I see this. I was bidden there. I stood on the brink of it, and I looked off in the valley of shadow of death where old little David took his sheep, his father's sheep, and took them down to Jericho from Jerusalem, from Bethlehem. I've been there. I've seen, looked off in there, and you can see all kind of dark places where wild beasts and bandits could hide. Amen? All kind of places everywhere. Just one after another, as you look in there, you can see all these dark places, all these little crevices where boogers could hide. Where they could jump out and get you unexpectedly. Where they could get you, where they could rob you, where they could scatter your herd. So when I look at this, praise God, in the Scriptures, I can see what David's talking about. Amen? And he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Amen? Why? "For thou art with me." Amen? And then he goes, and this is the part that really amazes me. He says, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Now, a rod is something that's used for punishment and to rule with. And David says, "Thy rod comforts me." He said, it reaches out there and it keeps me in check. Amen? Shows me where I need to walk and the way I need to walk and the way I need to talk. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said that rod, praise God, a correction. He said that, not only rod, but that staff. That staff is something that the shepherds would use to direct the sheep. Had a hook on it, they could reach out there and they could use it as a walking stick, but they could reach out there in the crevices and get a hold of them little old sheep, praise God, and pull them back from the edge. Amen. Amen. But it was used to guide and direct, praise God, as a shepherd guides and directs his sheep. But David's is saying, "Thy rod and thy staff, they," what? "They comfort me." Amen. How could a rod, something used for correction, and a staff used for direction, bring comfort? Because of the part that he said before that. He said, "For thou art with me." He says, praise God, when I feel the rod and I feel the touch of the shaft, praise God, he said, "Hey, it brings glory to my heart because I know there's a presence of God." Amen. It don't bust me up. It don't hurt me, praise God. But it helps my soul. Amen. Helps me to realize, praise God, somebody's with me. Amen. Hey, David says, "Well, yea, though I walk through a valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil because God is with me." Amen. What does he do? What is it? What should we expect from the Lord? We expect him to save us, to redeem us. To begin to restore us. Amen. All those things we mentioned Sunday. But we should expect Him to seal us and to counsel us and to comfort us and to bring us to a place in life, praise God, where we can look back and say, "You know what? God is with me. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thank you, Lord, for your correction." Amen. "Thank you, Lord, for your direction." Amen. Praise the Lord, thank you for the keeping hand of God. What do we expect from the Lord? We expect Him to do all these things, be all these things to us in one God. Amen? One God is all these things for me and you when we just begin to trust Him. What do you expect from the Lord? You expect Him to be there for you when you need Him. Amen? You expect Him to be someone you can call on in the night when the children are sick and the fevers are running rampant, ain't no doctors in. Amen. But you can call on Dr. Jesus. You say, "Lord, here I am. I'm standing. I got a need here, Lord. One of these little ones, Lord, I know you love them. Oh, God, would you just reach down and touch them one more time?" Expecting that He will. Amen. That's the good part. Knowing that He's there to meet our need, to help us. Why? Because we expect it from the Lord. Amen. We expect Him to meet our need. We expect Him to be there for us. Amen. To counsel us, to comfort us, to do those things for us. Amen. Because He sealed us up in His love. Amen. He does all those things for us because He sealed us up in those great old big arms of love. And He said, "You know what? I do it because I love you." Amen. He loved us even when we were yet sinners. And He died for us. Amen. What did He do? He loved us, pulled us up in them big old arms. Them same big old strong arms that would hang on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Held up there. They said, well, He's held up there by them old three old rusty spike nails. No. It wasn't the nails that held Him on the cross. What held Jesus on the cross was love. Amen. What held Jesus on that cross was love for me and you. He could have said any time and just eyed out and had 10,000 legions of angels. Amen. More angels in the heavens could have held, praise God, if He had just said, hey, Father, hey, just get me off of here. But He didn't. He said, not my will, but Thine be done. He said, I want to come so I can help. I want to hope. I want to give love. I want to give that counsel and that comfort, praise God, that people's going to need. And I want to seal them up in my love. Amen. And God says He does it all. He's according to His will for His glory. Amen. That He might get glory out of it all. You know, tonight, sitting here in this church, it brings glory to God to see you here tonight. It brings glory to His name to see you step out on faith and come to His house tonight. Just to get in, just to get a little unction, a little closer to the Heavenly Father. Amen. It does God's heart good. But I tell you what, it does my heart good. Amen. I appreciate, Lord, I appreciate the opportunity, every opportunity I get to be in His house. Amen. Just to do, Brother Andrew, just a little something for Him before I get out of here. Amen. Amen. One day, I believe we're going to be rewarded for our faithfulness. Amen. Amen. I believe we will. Amen. I believe we. I believe there's a reward awaiting our faithfulness, how faithful we are to Him. Praise the Lord. Amen.